you guys know Noah and Colin. Colin, the week of VBS, he made a decision to put his faith in Jesus Christ, and I think it was about a month or so later that Noah also made a profession of faith in Christ. And Tucker actually was the year before this past year. He was about a year and a half ago. Tucker put his faith in Christ. But I thought, you know, these three guys, they've grown a lot together because they're in the same Sunday school class with Cheryl. They're also in Team Kid together with Billy and Terry, and they were in Sunday school class with Tammy before Cheryl. So they've kind of had this opportunity to grow together. So I asked Tucker, even though he's been up here longer, I've asked him to come up as well. And you, if you guys wanted to stand in front of the microphone, I was going to have you. It looks like, Colin, you came prepared. Do you have something?
No, I didn't.
Okay, that's fine. I'm ready to hear you preach, brother. Okay, well, what I wanted to ask you guys, and you can take turns answering, but how has Jesus changed you since you became a Christian? How is your life different?
I obey my parents better, and I'm patient with my brothers and my friends at school, and I've read the Bible more.
Oh, good, good. So I hope you all heard that. He's more patient with his brothers, he obeys his parents better, and he reads his Bible more. So that's some good fruit right there, and I know his parents will testify to that truth. So, Tucker, how about you, Tucker?
Okay. I disobey my parents less, and I obey my parents more. God helps me to make tough decisions.
Good, Tucker. And you know, we laugh when they talk about obeying their parents, but that's a big deal because Ephesians 6:1, that's one of the commandments. And in fact, it's the only commandment that has a promise that we will live a long life if we walk in obedience to our parents. So I asked Tucker the other night when I was talking about this, I said, are you perfect in your obedience to your parents now that you became a Christian? I said, if so, that'd be something you could share. And he said, no, that would be a lie. So we know that each of us has to admit here tonight that none of us is perfect. We all struggle. We all make mistakes, including obeying our parents, but that's a great example of fruit. Noah, how about you? How has your life changed?
Now that I'm a Christian, he helps me not to be stressed or worried or scared, and I read the Bible more, and I love him more than anything else.
Amen. Amen. And I was wondering, can any of you guys tell me tonight, because I think this is a great opportunity for everyone here, what does it mean, you said, since I've been a Christian or since I've started following Jesus, what does it mean to be a Christian?
That you trust Jesus is your Savior and Lord.
Amen. Trusting in Jesus is your Savior and your Lord. Noah, do you want to add anything to that?
A Christian is somebody who believes in the gospel, and the gospel is the life, the death, and resurrection of Jesus for our salvation.
And we go over that, so you can tell that's an important that's an important thing for us to grasp. And I mean, it's true, and we talk about it in our family groups and on Sunday mornings. We talk about it in worship, and I hope that that's ingrained in our heads. We never get too old. We never get too long in the faith to be sick of hearing the gospel. Tucker, do you have anything to add about what it means to be a follower of Jesus?
It means to follow Jesus forever.
Amen, amen. And then that's great because not only does it mean that, Tucker, and I'm glad you said that because it also is, when you say that, it's a reminder that he promises to never leave us, doesn't he? When we put our faith in Jesus, he promises to never leave us. So all these things that you guys are talking about, of how Jesus has worked in your life and changed you, that's something that will continue to happen more and more as you continue to trust him more and more. Thank you guys so much.